Robert Knight, Everlasting Love from 1967, here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, FM and HD, here when you need us. Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
And we have on the phone with us Dr. Dennis Dylan Schneider, running the cybersecurity program here at Gulf Coast State College in the Advanced Technology Center. And we're going to talk to him about some personal cybersecurity tips. First off, Dr. Dylan Schneider, how are you, sir?
I am fine. Thank you for allowing me to be in this great radio station.
Of course. Glad to have you back, even if it's over a phone line.
Oh, yes. COVID has made us do some crazy things lately.
And technology has made it possible for us to continue to make things happen. So tell me what you got on the plate for some personal cybersecurity tips and recommendations.
Well, for our listeners, one of the best things we can do with the new year being ushered in and us all making resolutions of what we need to do for our personal lives, we should include changing our passwords, making sure that our computer passwords are new, and not using passwords that have been used before, and also our data. Like we do a spring cleaning on our house, we should do a spring cleaning of our data. Make sure we remove old data that we don't need in our computers or our phones or our devices, our iPads, tablets, laptops, whatever you have that you've got data that's been there for the past year that you don't need no longer. That needs to be removed, stored on a hard drive somewhere, stored on a shelf, keep it away. If it's old data, let's do a data cleaning.
Yeah. Now, what? Describe to me, like, what exactly is data? Are we talking like unused music files, or are we talking like log files that your web browser might generate that you no longer need and can go through the settings there to remove?
Yes, cleaning up your Facebook account, making sure that you went through all your social media accounts, made sure your security updates have been there, you've made some changes to keep the security at the highest level. Like you said, the web browser. Remove some of those old cookies. Get rid of those things out of your web browser. Also, we're talking about receipts. How many of us are not using paper receipts anymore, but we're saving it to our phones because that's how we get our receipt from going to the store? Well, our receipts have numbers and identification on them that if they're sitting on our phone and somebody can access our phone from a Bluetooth by just being near us, they can access those receipts that we have on our phone. So there's another thing you need to clear out of your data. And that's what we're talking about with cleaning house with data for old records.
Gotcha. So it's things that may have personal information, financial information that you want to make certain isn't available were there to be some sort of hack or access to your device. Because if they get in and there's nothing to find, you're better off than not.
Right, exactly. And that's the big thing about with the resolutions we make for the new year, we need to change our mind and get into the technology also, that we're changing our technology and making resolutions for that also with our data and spring cleaning with our data so that we all keep our phones on us at all times. And if we don't have any kind of software on there to protect that device, like a VPN or some kind of antivirus software or threat device protection on that device, it's just open if we have our Bluetooth on. So how many times do you get out of your car with your Bluetooth on for your phone, for your car to be able to talk with people, and you forget about turning that Bluetooth off? As soon as you walk out of that car, lock the door, and start walking into your office, you're still transmitting that Bluetooth signal. And if somebody is there trying to hack in or just trying to attack whoever is vulnerable, you are vulnerable with that Bluetooth running just out there willy-nilly.
Yeah. So I think that your tips on, you know, keeping your cybersecurity and your personal information that may be in a digital data form in mind, the same way you would deal with bank records and personal receipts. You'd shred those if you had it physically in front of you. Keeping that in mind about your digital information as well is great. Certainly having a spring cleaning time for that as well helps keep it on your mind of now is the time I should actually make sure I do it. If I don't do it any other time, right now is a great time to do it. And I can't wait for more of your cybersecurity tips and things to look out for you may not be aware of as this semester continues, Dr. Dillashnider. Anything else offhand for the day?
No, that is it. Just as a friendly reminder to the listeners, just like you would take your receipts from 2020 out of your file cabinet and put them in a folder to put away for 7 years for the IRS taxes, you know, you have to keep up with it for 7 years before you can destroy them permanently. Do the same thing with your digital data. Put it on a hard drive that you can store away for 7 years. Think of it the same way. You're not doing it physically, but you're doing it digitally. So house cleaning and changing your passwords for that new year is a great way of starting off that new year.
Excellent. Well, this has been Dr. Dillashnider with the cybersecurity program here at Gulf Coast State College. Dr. Dillashnider, we'll catch you next month.
Sounds great. We'll see you then.